Jeff Bezos is engaged, and you won't believe where he popped the question.
Was it in space? Well, honey, and honey, we have the most expensive rainwater ever, thanks to Miss Taylor Swift.
Plus, Whoopi Goldberg channels her inner stripper with co-host Sunny Hostin. We'll explain.
Welcome to Dish Nation. All right, Tanner, what you got cooking up for us?
Okay, Jesse, well, word on the curb is that Amazon founder Jeff Bezos popped the question to his girlfriend,
Bezos.
Lauren. Bezos? Did I say it wrong?
That's what his ex calls him.
That's what Mackenzie calls him now. Word on the curb is that Amazon founder Jeff Bezos popped the question to his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. After about 4 years of dating, he smashed that add to cart button. You know what I'm saying? They were recently spotted on vacation looking happy in the south of France on Jeff's $500 million yacht, because of course you look happy on those. And Lauren was rocking a big fat diamond ring on her ring finger, sparkling proof that she said yes. Mm-hmm. Guys, Mr. Bezos is worth just a little over $130 billion.
Oh, my God.
Do you think there's a prenup in place before this wedding?
It has to be.
Of course.
Especially how much he forked over to his ex when they got
Mackenzie,
divorced.
Yeah.
Only for her to give a lot of it away to?
Yeah.
But I think he loves it. If he loves a person, but you won't have him do a prenup. So I don't think Lauren is doing
No.
I don't think she is, honestly.
I don't think she is?
Either. Absolutely not.
Why not?
When a person, they say, if you make a person sign a prenup, they're saying that means you don't love them. That means you're looking for the marriage to end as soon as it, or before it begins.
I think it's just being smart. Just being smart, man. Marriage has always been a business, point blank period, no
really?
Matter how you...
But also, Amazon has really easy returns. So, like, I would not be surprised.
Shut up.
I'm just saying, Lauren Sanchez, like, hold on.
Yeah, but you gotta remember, though, he loved Lauren so much, honey, he snatched her from his best friend.
Listen.
Wait, hold on.
Jesse, there is a drama in this.
Yes, I forgot about that. Yes, ma'am, I did. Yeah.
Who wanna bet me? No prenup.
What?
No prenup?
Are you serious? What are you putting on it?
I'm gonna bet he has a prenup. I'll bet he has one too.
He's not gonna do it.
When you love that woman so much, you took her from your best friend, that means he loves her. Lauren's not gonna sign a prenup. She's gonna say, honey, look what you did to me.
Here's the thing, too, and they're in the state of California. California tends to lean towards the woman a lot. So I don't think he's going to be stupid enough not to have no prenup.
Oh, no, he's going to get a prenup and he's going to move to Arkansas.
Lauren Sanchez was his TV host in L.A. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is some billionaire watching right now.
Oh, my God. I pray to God my billionaire is one of the viewers, Lord Jesus. I'm so tired of working, God. I'm tired of clocking in. I love this job, Lord, but I would love to marry a billionaire.
Excuse me,
Lord,
are you
Jesus.
Praying right now?
Yes, I am, Lord God. Please hear my prayer. Hear my cry, Lord. Please.
Oh,
they're on their
voices.
Yeah, billionaire Jesus. Okay.
I hope he understand, honey.
Come on now. You better pray in them different languages.
Yeah. Well, speaking of men with coins, we have a dish debate about the men who don't have any.
Oh.
So Hollywood Unlocked posted a viral video of business influencer Billionaire B saying a man shouldn't be dating if he's broke. And this sparked a huge debate online, with majority of the people agreeing with the statement. Mm. But some are also asking, what is the definition of being broke? Mm. But what y'all think? Should men be dating if they are not financially good?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure they still want a companion.
Yeah, because some men are broke because of the dating.
Wait, what?
Let me tell you.
It's expensive to entertain people.
Let me tell you.
My definition of broke is, you know, just not having any money. I mean, I dated a broke person, and I mean, I was in love.
Yeah? How long ago was this?
About 7-8 years ago.
Okay, and how did it end up? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it worked out, but then we eventually broke up. But I mean, because you don't fall in love, you don't know what they have when you meet them. You just meet them, and then you realize they broke, and you're already in it now. So I'm like, hell, I might as well stay with you now.
So was that like the countdown to the end once you realized he didn't really have his coin stacked properly? Like, did you like him less?
Nope. Because, I mean, because you love
him. He would land down that pipe.
Well.
It's difficult sometimes.
He was the best plumber.
Okay.
Yes, Lord, I never had a drain. I mean, I've drained a lot.
Oh, my God.
Never got clogged.
Come on, Drano.
Okay. Help your tub troubles down the drain, honey. Roll the rooter.
All right, man. If you want to talk about stripper moves, well, check this out. The Views Hot Topic segment got extra spicy yesterday. So the ladies were discussing whether getting a lap dance is considered cheating, and it's not. And believe it or not, host Sunny Hostin admitted she didn't know what a lap dance looked like. Mm-hmm. So being a hostess with the mostest, Whoopi Goldberg decided to show her. Check this out.
First, I'm looking at you, okay?
You get
and then
it, girl.
I start to turn. Now.
Don't look at me.
And then it's going like this. And then it's like that. And then it's me going down all the
And
way.
I can touch you, too.
And then I
I call Cap on Sunny. Sunny is married to a Haitian man. I know that Haitian man's giving her that good old Zozo lap dance. Please, girl.
Wait, no, a man, you think her husband's giving her lap dances? Come on.
Have you met Haitian men? That is their specialty.
Listen, no, after this video, she still doesn't know what a lap dance looks like.
Not compared to the one Whoopi gave, honey. But lap to me, a lap dance is cheating. I'm
what?
Sorry.
What?
Why?
No.
Why?
Because if your ass getting on top of me, honey, and you gyrating like that, blood pressure could flow and things could happen, honey. No, ma'am.
But what about your hands? Like, because the whole thing about a lap dance is you're supposed to keep your hands. I've heard. So I've heard is that
unless
your
you're in Miami,
you're supposed to be
or Louisiana.
Right.
A massage is more sensual than a lap dance.
Literally.
Yeah, but at least the massage is behind the scene, honey.
You don't feel like that at the end when they're picking all that money up off the floor.
Okay, and I'm gonna tell you this: I've had some massages that I can consider cheating. So a lap dance,
you gotta look out for those massage parlors.
I'm telling you. So lap dance ain't nothing.
But it wasn't as much as a lap dance is like, you know how like when like, you know, someone's trying to get past you on a plane and you're in the end seat. Like it was just like a dust by and then like, she wasn't giving her that twerk work.
No, you're right. That's what it was giving? A squeezing by?
Yeah. It was giving me the excuse me, miss.
Well, if that story didn't make you moist, this one might. On Saturday night in Foxborough, Massachusetts, Taylor Swift played her whole 3.5-hour show in the pouring rain, y'all. Now, if that sounds like fun and you wish you were there, listen up. A fan who went to the concert is trying to profit from your FOMO. Someone on Facebook Marketplace is selling rain that's allegedly from Taylor's show. Y'all want to buy some rain?
Hell no.
The picture shows three small jars from a weed dispensary filled with water, and they're charging $250, y'all. Mm-hmm.
This water look like it's from Flint.
Okay. No, seriously.
It's very cloudy. If your rain looks like this, man, like something's wrong with the clouds in your neighborhood.
This can't be the rain that Kirk Franklin was talking about coming down on us during the next
one.
The Kirk Franklin rain? This ain't the Kirk Franklin rain.
That's bad. People will sell anything.
Because people will buy anything. You know, like when we do them stories about them designers that come out with some ridiculous outfit. Yeah. Like people will plop money down for anything that they feel has some type of value.
Anything.
But I'm pissed off because honey, Donna Ross didn't do when she sang in Central Park. Hell, they could have got her rain and sold it. That's the case.
Oh, my God, that's so true. I wonder if anybody got that bottled up somewhere. Wait, would you buy that?
Do you have Diana Ross rain at home?
I would love to have some of her rain.
Would you buy it?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. As long as it touch her. It has to touch her.
Oh.
Wait, but how do you get the rain to touch and then you get...
Maybe when she bring her hair out.
Bitch, okay? No, not her hair. Bring out her hair.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Okay.
No, that ain't.
Hair and moisturizer oil.
Lord.
Not Jerry Girl juice.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, Oprah's got something, baby, to show her friends. But, honey, don't worry. It's not a lap dance. Details after the break.
Thank God.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Hey. All right. Talk about being a big meanie. According to a Met Gala head waitress, Alec Baldwin was a condescending D-bo.
Oh.
Here's the tea. Alec was dishing with his pal, and they were both standing in the server's path. So the head waitress kindly approached Alec and explained that her crew would be walking through the pathway to serve dinner soon. And he said,
"So when is a good time to talk to my friends? Do I have to explain it to you?"
Well, the waitress told him that wouldn't be necessary, and he responded by telling her to step aside. And when she walked away, one of her coworkers came up to her and said,
"Do you know what he said while you were walking away? He was calling you a peasant."
Oh my God. This is not a good look. This is not a good look at all for Alec Baldwin. Gary, we know that you used to work at Wendy's. Did you ever have to check a rude customer?
I don't recall. If I did, honey, I'd probably spit in their burger and serve.
That goes to show you don't ever mess with your servers.
Well, I mean, you know, we used to kind of, you know, just do a little bit something.
I'm sure your spit probably gave extra seasoning.
Yes, extra seasoning.
Gave it a little flavor, huh?
Uh-huh.
A little twang.
Ain't nobody died yet that I've heard from.
Taste the rainbow.
Okay, all right. If somebody walked up to you and referred to you as being a peasant, how would you react? What would you do?
Oh, they're going
to
catch these peasant hands.
Yeah.
We're about to have an uprising.
Okay.
But at least we know one thing, she wasn't black.
Well, we know that for sure, yeah. But if she was black, this would have been a whole other conversation, too. Okay?
I got your peasant.
Okay.
Well, y'all, I just wanted to say, you show is ugly. I'm just playing, y'all. Everybody, it's time for
Ticket or Skip It.
Well, y'all, Oprah Winfrey has done it again, guys. The Queen has finally released the trailer for the Color Purple remake. Yeah. Starring Fantasia, Halle Bailey, Taraji P. Henson, Danielle Brooks, and her. Oh, my God, check it out.
Afternoon. I need me a wife.
Even if we have to part, you and me, us have one heart.
Don't
get off my land.
You,
I rat you every day. Nothing but death can keep me from it.
Oh, Miss Seeley,
you must ain't got no kinfolk around these parts.
All I had was my sister.
Oh, yeah. This looks so good. Mm. Are we ticketing or are we skipping?
I gotta say, this looks hella watchable.
Yeah.
Oh, my
and
God.
They got everybody that's like super duper dope right
yes.
now in there. And I didn't think anybody could ever replace Danny Glover in the original
I know,
Color
right?
Purple. Colman Domingo is that guy.
He is my favorite. I love him.
He's gonna kill this.
He is so awesome in everything he does. I love him.
All I see is Gold Awards.
I love
awards. 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 Awards.
Oh,
all I see is awards for this.
Halle Bailey's having it. Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Now, you know what? So my thing is this. So, Jesse, I mean, you should have auditioned for the role, Steely, honey. I mean, honey, because you definitely, honey, you have everything, honey. All you needed was the plants.
You know what? I actually did audition for this.
Oh, wait, really?
I did.
What was that like?
I auditioned for two roles.
Which ones?
I'm not going to say.
What was the process like?
I mean, ultimately, it was great. But, I mean, I think I would have made a good Steely.
Yeah.
Did I ever ask you for anything?
From this day forward, everything you think of going to fail.
Ooh, oh, that facial expression. Oh, my God.
Yeah. My Oscar. Come on now.
I don't know, sis.
It wasn't given.
But you can get a Razzie.
It was
too
cute.
You got to ugly it up just a little bit.
They tell me, like, that was the feedback.
Yeah.
I have
not
to
a
be
beautiful
more grungy.
Role. You're going to tone it down a little bit,
even
sis.
My plaits were a little too cute.
Yeah.
Really?
You was giving more, like, you told Harpo to eat me. You told Harpo to eat me. Kind of like more so the delivery.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, it's the Nick debate. Bruno Mars versus Beyonce, honey. We'll explain what's that about after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all. Welcome back. Well, Nick Cannon is at it again, y'all, but this time it isn't another baby.
Oh, okay, cool. Ooh.
But the Beehive is not gonna like this.
Mm.
Well, y'all, when Nick was asked who would he rather see in concert between Beyonce, Taylor Swift, or Bruno Mars, do y'all know what this man said?
What did he say, Chuck?
He chose Bruno Mars and had this to say. I'm a Beyonce fan. I still believe Bruno Mars actually has more hit records. So, y'all, we gotta ask, is he right or is he tripping?
First of
Beyonce or Bruno Mars?
First of all, we need to address the fact that all Nick Cannon has is gigolo. We don't know nothing else outside of you a gigolo and I'm a didio. We don't know nothing else about your hits. So you need to be worrying about accumulating your own hits before you start calculating other people.
You know, but I think it might be a situation about relatability. Like, maybe he relates more to Bruno Mars' songs, so he, like, you know, they stick to him a little bit more than,
That's
like,
not
Beyonce
what he said.
Records.
He said Bruno has more hits than Beyonce.
But he's...
So who do y'all got y'all money on? Like
he's speaking
said.
From the male perspective. Like Beyonce writes a lot of songs for women.
Okay, so let's keep the facts straight. So according to Billboard, Bruno has 7 number one hits on the Billboard 100.
You can stop right there.
Okay, Beyonce
got way more than
exactly. Well, Beyonce has technically 8. But she has 81 entries.
81?
Yes, in the top 100.
But they're not talking about entries, and he said his, so that means she can have one more.
Bruno, technically, she does have one ahead.
I like Beyonce, but Bruno Mars does a good show. I mean, you know, he's a great entertainer, and I love his retro look and stuff like that. You know, but I mean, I would like to see them both, but I would rather go see Bruno because you could afford his tickets.
Oh, there is that.
there is that. Them Renaissance tickets cost a mortgage.
Girl, they cost
a lot.
More than what
you can
I
buy
mean.
One Renaissance ticket. Resell it and have 5 Bruno Mars.
Exactly.
Beyonce got more hits.
All right, y'all. our girl Riri might be a bad gal, but when she's outside, her baby daddy ASAP Rocky wants you to leave the rude boy behavior at the door, okay? Riri and ASAP were out trying to enjoy themselves at a promotional party this weekend, and Gary, some of your cousins started acting a fool, and a fight broke out in the club.
Oh.
But ASAP was not having it while his girl Riri and her unborn baby were around, so he grabbed the mic and he demanded that the rowdy partygoers act like gentlemen. Now, HK, can you do the honors of giving us a clean and edited version of what ASAP had to say?
Oh, but of course. Y'all act like gentlemen right now, you heard? I got my lady in here. Y'all calm that down, man. Don't be all in the section doing all that. Calm down. Y'all act like gentlemen when y'all in our presence.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I would curse them out.
Really?
Yes. Who in the hell you think
most,
you damn
most
are?
Real, you know, would be like...
Okay. Yeah. First of all, we in Rihanna's presence, okay?
Right. I'm sure you heard in the back of, yo, shut the up!
Yo, but let me hit you guys with this. Rihanna's a billionaire. What's she doing at a promotional appearance while she's pregnant? Like,
no, well, first of all, why is she in a club? My, my sister needs rest.
Don't do that. She can go where she wants to go. Don't try to make her stay in the box because she's pregnant.
Yeah.
But it does get
she wanna go places too.
When it's tight.
Like, you know? She don't want to just stay in the house all the
Brad, did that hit her?
Yeah,
did that strike a nerve?
It was a trigger. They tried to keep me in the house.
Yes. All right, y'all, honey. Up next, honey, it's the battle of the naked ladies, honey. Find out what two starlets, honey, are showing their goodies on the red carpet. Details after the break.
Oh, Lord. Dish
Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back with a battle of the nudes. Oh. We're going to call this the Naked versus Child. It's Irina Shayk versus Julia Fox, baby. Oh. Both ladies hit the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival wearing some head-turning fashion. Irina had on a see-through black gown with some Gucci lingerie diamonds and black pumps. Then you got Julia, who came in wearing a clear corset that was shaped like a melting ice with metallic nipple covers in a poofy white skirt. In your opinion, who is the winner of this Naked Versus? I think they both look a mess.
Well, I think all the men of the world are the winner of this Naked Versus here.
Irina Shayk looks like I need a shake.
Right. And,
yes. So by default, I gotta give it to Julia Fox on this one. You know what I'm saying?
I think
even though her boobs could use a little cheering up. You know what I'm saying?
It's the
glass.
They're
going down, down, baby. They look like two downward light switches.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They need a little uplift.
And then, y'all, this is a film festival. Where are y'all going?
In there, man.
It looks like an adult film festival.
Yeah, that's what this looks like. It's like ABN.
Right.
It doesn't look like Cannes.
So
I just want to shout out Julia Fox for taking that 15 minutes and keeping it going. Say, we weren't talking about her before Kanye.
Yeah, we sure were.
And we still are now.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I'm looking at her outfit, she looked like she's wearing them Taylor Swift raindrops that little boy was selling.
No.
As a shirt.
It almost looks like a jello jock strap, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at the whole thing in the middle, it's kind of ill. She's working it out.
There's a lot
jello
going on.
Jock strap.
There's a lot going on. I can't.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.